Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Humpity hump, hump, hump. Yeah, it's a hump day edition, Wednesday edition, that is, the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's March 30th. We're damn near the end of the month, aren't we? 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. So, have you not been able to make up your mind about what streaming service is right for you? Well, guess what? Now you got another one to choose from after those other 150,000 others that are out there. Yep, SoundCloud has entered the mix with SoundCloud Go. And it plans on competing with the likes of Spotify and Apple Music, Google Play, and so many others. Now, they are going to have a 30-day free trial, so if you want to try it out, yeah, you got 30 days to do that. After that, it's going to cost you, yes, you guessed it, $9.99 a month. That will be an ad-free service which will allow offline playback and give you access to a broader catalog of music, so they're saying. I know you're scratching your head too like me. $9.99. I guess that's the industry standard now for what a streaming service is going to cost you. So how does competition actually come into play? I don't think we've figured that one out yet. The biggest question is, how is SoundCloud going to get 175 million of its users to sign up for the service? Yeah, that remains to be seen. I know what you're thinking. I don't need a landline. Who needs one of those nowadays? Google, apparently. So they've introduced the new Fiber Phone. Basically, if you've been blessed with some of Google's fiber services and you have it in your city, you're going to be getting a landline with it now. Of course, this is only applicable to the United States, as of right now, anyways. And the thing actually works out by you can either keep your landline number that you have right now, or you can pick an entirely new one. And then connect any pre-existing phone you may have to the Fiber Phone box for a grand total extra price of $10 a month. That'll get you unlimited nationwide text, calls, plus caller ID. Wow. And yes, believe it or not, you'll have access to 911 emergency calls. That is kind of handy. I know, I can't figure out why Google's doing this either. But those telcos that are still out there are probably sitting there going, oh crap, I wish Google wouldn't have done this. There's been a lot of pissed off people on Instagram in the last few days. Have you noticed that? And actually, it's all been for nothing, at least for a little while. No. Instagram has not turned off your feed the way it works properly. Not yet, anyways. You gotta wait a few more weeks before they screw that up. As we told you last week, Instagram is gearing up to switch to its chronological feed to an algorithm, which I don't think anybody's too hot on. All this actually crept up on Monday when an impending update sparked a bit of panic among all Instagram users. But a spokesperson from Instagram has put all of our fears to rest for a little while, confirming that the new feature is currently in testing with a small group of users. Chances are it isn't you. And they'll be sure to let the Instagram community know before implementing any big changes. Yeah, we'll see if they just let us know. Actually, I don't really care if they let us know or not. As long as we got an off and on switch for it, that's all I care about. For those wondering when we're actually going to see a fix for iOS 9.3 with all the freaking bugs that are inside of it, well, Apple apparently is working on it right now. According to an Apple statement, they say, "We are aware of the issue, and we will release a fix and a software update soon." Now, those of you that are completely, really, utterly annoyed by it, like myself, there are a few temporary things you can do until we get this update. You can restart your device and turning off JavaScript. That does help sometimes. But all in all, really, yeah, it's up to Apple to fix this one. And finally, 4K is going to be the new way here pretty soon, and Sony's about to take advantage of that and take advantage of your wallet too. Sony's all set to debut its ultra new streaming service on April 4th. But according to BuzzFeed, it's going to charge customers $30 per movie per stream. Holy crap. And no, these aren't new movies. No. We're talking like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Ghostbusters. Nothing wrong with those movies. They're just not $30 worth anymore. Now, Sony says they're going to have about 40 to 50 movies at startup. So 40, 50 movies times 30. Yeah, you do the math. And will be available on Android-compatible Sony 4K televisions. Now, the service supposedly going to have TV shows too, but no word on pricing and what shows will be there yet. Probably half the price. It's $15-$20 a show. But here's something to make you happier before they steal all the money out of your wallet. You get to stream 4 movies for free when you sign up. Whoop-de-doo. Geez, Sony, if there was a way to promote piracy anymore, you just did it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the BTN shows. Get on over there, check them out, and get subscribed today. You can follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get all in and up inside the BTN community by heading over to BritishTech.slack.com. You really got to get over there. It is a fun place to be. As for the news show, well, yes, we will be back tomorrow for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Woohoo! And thank you very much for listening. Oh, hump, hump, hump. Yes, it's your hump day.